Today we're going to be reading and reviewing Shakespeare's Sonnet number 12. When I do count the clock that tells the time, and see the brave day sunk in hideous night, when I behold the violet past prime, and sable curls all silvered are with white, when lofty trees I see barren of leaves, which erst from heat did canopy the herd, and summer's green all girdled up in sheaves, born on the byre with white and bristly beard. Then of thy beauty do I question make, that thou among the wastes of time must go, since sweets and beauties do themselves forsake, and die as fast as they see others grow, and nothing gainst time's scythe can make defense, save breed to brave him when he takes thee hence. So let's look at what Shakespeare is trying to tell us in these lines. Lines 1 and 2, when I do count the clock that tells the time, and see the brave day sunk in hideous night. He is accounting for the passage of time. Day is becoming night. Line 3, when I behold the violet past prime, watching a violet flower wilt and dying. Line 4, and sable curls all silvered o'er with white. He's indicating that a dark or black-haired woman is becoming gray with the passage of time. Lines 5, 6, 7, and 8. When lofty trees I see barren of leaves, which erst from heat did canopy the herd, and summer's green all girdled up in sheaves, born on the byre with white and bristly beard. Erst is formerly. He is discussing the trees that used to be full of leaves and provide shade. Now the leaves are falling. Summer is becoming winter. The wheat has been baled up, and the byre with white and bristly beard is an image of snow and winter. Lines 9, 10, and 11. Then of thy beauty do I question make, that thou among the wastes of time must go. Since sweets and beauties do themselves forsake. He is questioning her beauty, because she will age as everything else has, and die. And since sweets and beauties themselves forsake, tells us that beautiful dies as quickly as it began. Lines 12, 13, and 14. And die as fast as they see others grow, and nothing against time's scythe can make defense, save breed to brave him when he takes thee hence. There's no way to avoid the ravages of time, except by having children to succeed you when you die, which will create immortality. Time's scythe, a traditional image of death, is unstoppable. Save breed, except having children. For this analysis of Shakespeare's Sonnet number 12, I use The Artistry of Shakespeare's Sonnets and Concerns of the Sonnets by Paul Edmondson and Stanley Wells. I also used cliffnotes.com. It was very difficult at first to find research and information on Sonnet 12 specifically. However, in the critical essay reviewed, Shakespeare's Sonnet number 12 considers the outward physical world and the effect that it has upon his lover. In his first 17 sonnets, which includes Sonnet number 12, Shakespeare has indicated there is an obligation to breed, to produce offspring, in order to find immortality and to beat time. According to cliffnotes.com, Sonnet 12 establishes a parallel way of measuring the passage of time, the passage of nature, and the passage of youth through life and decay. Also, I found it interesting that Sonnet number 12 is almost always included in anthologies of lyrical poetry because of its musical quality. I hope you've enjoyed listening about Shakespeare's Sonnet number 12. Thank you.